It's the Martha Bassett Show podcast, coming to you from the historic Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. The Martha Bassett Show features emerging national artists, fresh local faces, and me, Martha Bassett. You can keep up to date on our entire schedule at MarthaBassettShow.com. I hope you enjoy the show.
Want to feel good? To feel fine. Won't be feeling nothing when you run it three times. Spend all my money on fine red wine. Never spend a dime on moonshine.
All right, welcome to the Martha Bassett Show podcast. This is our third episode. I'm your host, Pat Lawrence. Today we're going to talk a little bit about our next show, which is in a couple days, March 3rd at the Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina. And if you missed the last show, it was wonderful. Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy joined us, and you can hear that show on the last podcast if you want. This weekend, we got a great show lined up. We have Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore coming, and also a special guest, Rex McGee, banjo phenom and a fiddler. So we're going to chat a little bit about that. Martha's here in the studio with us. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to have Molly at one of your very first shows.
I really wanted to start this series out with people that inspire me. And I remember hearing her back in the early 90s singing with her brother Tim, and they were doing, you know, old-time kind of stuff. And I related to her as a singer. Her talent goes really wide. She can sing a lot of different things. I mean, I can't really think of anything that Molly couldn't do. She doesn't peg herself as Americana or anything. She's just good singing. And she picks great songs.
If you listen to the first podcast where we kind of previewed the first couple shows, we played Suzanne that Molly did. And no one captures a great songwriters quite like she does. And she has a certain sassy attitude, I would say.
Sassitude.
Nobody captures sassitude like Molly O'Brien. And here it is on Sunday Street.
I love this song. Great one.
Not a dollar, not a nickel, not a penny to my name. I'm the queen of Tap City and I'm out of the game. A nickel up, a nickel down, another nickel. I'll move from Saturday Alley up to Sunday Street. I get a paradise that makes me seven all the time. Gonna be living on chicken and wine. I want caviar, four star, Johnny Walker Black, six pretty boys in my gold Cadillac. Gonna move where the living is sweet. But a little taste of bourbon and breakfast in bed. And $6 million can raise a dead. Just me and the other elite. Raising high class hell up on Sunday Street. Everybody says I'm talking out of my head. But nobody bad mouths abroad with the bread. All the whores are gonna grab their drawers and say, there goes the trick of mug Santa Claus. You know it pays to be discreet. When you're talking to the queen of Sunday Street.
of the things that strikes me about her, always has, is that she seems to me to be one of the most honest people in front of the mic I've ever heard.
Well, she's also one of the most honest people off of the mic. You know? And I think that's why.
Maybe. But, I mean, she doesn't, there's just a genuineness there.
Yeah, Molly's not putting anything on. She is herself.
Does that have anything to do with West Virginia? We all have to talk about West Virginia on the podcast interview. So we're going to interview both her and her husband. We don't know a ton, actually, about
Rich Moore.
Them necessarily, and it'll be fun to chat.
I liked your question just now, though. Is that a West Virginia thing? Because I just started thinking about...
It's a good question to ask her.
I know a lot of West Virginia women.
Yeah, I know a lot of them, too. I've met through you, and there is a...
The lack of bullshit is a beautiful thing in a West Virginia woman.
Yeah, there is
woman.
A solid thread of strength there and clarity and genuineness that I've always found amazing. And it's almost like to a T through the women I've met through you from West Virginia. It's a very interesting. I'd be curious. We'll ask her that. We'll put that down on our little list.
Okay.
To ask her. Other things we'll need to ask her. So they're married. They're a couple. They mm-hmm. make music together.
Yes.
We should ask them how we don't crash and burn. So yeah, if Molly and Rich are listening to this, basically your podcast interview is going to be psychotherapy for another couple trying just not to fall into flames.
It's hard to be a duo and a couple and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. All that stuff.
She was a middle class girl. She was in over her head. She thought she could stand up in the deep end. He had a bulletproof smile. He had money to burn. She thought she had a moon in her pocket. He was hard to impress. He knew everyone's secrets. He wore her on his arm just like jewelry. He never gave but he got. He kept her on a leash. He's not the kind of wheel you fall asleep at. But now she's dead. She's so dead. Forever dead and lovely now. Come closer, look deeper. You're falling fast, just like a play on a stormy sea. She made up someone to be. She made up somewhere to be from. This is one business in the world where that's no problem at all. Everything that is left, they will only plow under. Soon everyone you knew will be gone. And now she's dead. Forever dead, forever dead, and lovely now. I've always been told to remember this. Don't let a kiss fool you. Never marry for love. Everything has its price. Everything has its place. What's more romantic than dying in the moonlight? Now they're all watching the sea. What's lost can never be broken. Her roots were sweet, but they were so shallow. And now she's dead, forever dead. She's dead and lonely now. Dead, so dead. She's so dead and lovely now.
That was Dead and Lovely by Tom Waits, sung by Molly O'Brien. You are listening to the Martha Bassett Show podcast, and we are here talking about our upcoming show a little bit. That's going to be on March 3rd at the Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina. Rex McGee is also on the show as a special guest, and I know you and Rex go back a ways and have worked a lot together. Give me some thoughts on Rex.
Okay, Rex is a virtuosic player, but he's really supportive as well. So I've played with him in different configurations, and he just always fits and doesn't stick out, which I think is kind of a feat considering what a huge talent he is. But he was in John Cowan's band for many years. He was with Larry Keel. He's just done a lot of work with a lot of different types of bands, bluegrass and jam bands and jazz groups. He's just so versatile.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I've always been fascinated by him and his presence. I would do two words. Here is Rex McGee's free, unsolicited blurb from the Martha Bassett Show podcast. The two words that describe Rex McGee are visionary and unfettered.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't those good words?
Yeah.
Is that, am
He's
I using
an
the
unfettered
right word?
Visionary.
He is an un-Rex McGee unfettered visionary. Like, I'm not even sure I know what unfettered means. I think I do, but it means Rex McGee. I know that.
Yeah.
He's an unfettered visionary.
That's a boating term.
Is it a boating term?
Yes.
Well, you never cease to amaze. Let's play something from Rex.
Okay.
Let's do the Big Yellow Tent song off Cripple Crunk.
He Is that plays the fiddle?
Yeah, that's the one where he plays the fiddle, like all of the fiddle parts at once. Here it is, Big Yellow Tent. It's all Rex, all the time, all fiddle off Cripple Crunk. Thank you. The Martha Bassett Show is supported in part by Explore Elkin, your one-stop travel source for the Yadkin Valley and beyond. Whether it's music, wineries, festivals, great restaurants, or hiking, let Explore Elkin help you find your trail. Learn more at Facebook, Explore Elkin, and also at visittheyadkinvalley.com. Wow. You really got into that word blue. That was
blue.
Like three. That was three syllables.
Yeah.
So we've listened to a lot of upbeat, happy music. You're known.
Let's bring the people down.
You're known for bringing the people down. Which is evidenced by your new record, Dark of the Night. What do you want to play off of it?
I would like to do a Lucinda Williams song called Blue.
All right.
Your blessings, I'll just
was just thinking back to hearing someone say to Rex, "Where'd you learn to play like that?" And he said, "On the couch."
You know, it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. Rex really got on my radar when I heard like a couple
24
of
songs and 24 keys.
Yeah, that 24 creations for solo banjo, mm-hmm. I think is what it was called, somewhere around 2000. I remember I heard that. And he, he just shattered the ceiling time and time again on things I had heard done on the banjo. So in 2013, he followed that up with the Cripple Crunk group, which I think he had assembled a bunch of people just from the festivals, people that he liked to play, and put mm-hmm. all of his own music together and arrangements.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. So if you haven't checked either of those out, you know, check out the Cripple Crunk. And that's K-R-I-P-P-L-E-K-R-U-N-K, people.
Crunk. Cripple Crunk.
Cripple Crunk. Check that action out and the 24 creations for solo banjo. So what's Rex going to be doing on the show this weekend?
Rex's banjo piece is going to be Minuet in G.
So Rex is going to
play... Wait a minute. It says from Bach's second wife's notebook, and though assumed to be from J.S. Bach until the 1970s, it is now attributed to Christian Petzold.
He said that?
That's what Rex said, yes.
Well, that's good storytelling, right? So read it again. I hadn't read his email fully yet.
He says, "My banjo piece is Minuet in G from Bach's second wife's notebook, and though assumed to be from J.S. Bach until the 1970s, it is now attributed to Christian Petzold."
Well, why was Christian Petzold's song in his second wife's book?
There could be a novel written about that.
Yeah, there's like, who was Christian Petzold?
I don't know. I've never heard of Christian Petzold.
And how did he get in Bach's second wife's book? All right.
Then, this is even more exciting. Sylvia will come out to join Rex for a debut vocal performance of one of his very rare lyric original songs, "How John Smith Died."
One of Rex's?
Yes.
Original lyrical songs?
Yes. Called "How John Smith Died."
Right on.
I know. I've never heard it. I'm
what
excited
show,
about
what
that.
Show is this going to be on?
The Martha Bassett Show.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are. This is our podcast is basically baking. Reading our emails for you.
Unfettered.
Unfettered visionary.
Thank you.
Did you say ground baking? Okay, it's a thing, by the way.
Appropriate for a banjo record.
keeps me hanging on, hanging on. Some Holy Ghost keeps me hanging on.
But right after it is something I've never seen before. O'Brien Party of Seven, Reincarnation, The Songs of Roger Miller. That sounds amazing. Why have I never heard of this?
Play it.
My mom had records of Sing Along with Roger Miller. Let's see what this one.
If I was a bird and you were a fish, what would we do?
Nice.
Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation? If I was a tree and you were a flower, what would we do? I guess we'd wait for the power of reincarnation. Reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation? I love you. You know I always will. I'm a girl, you're a boy, but suppose you were a rose and I was a whippoorwill. If I was a bird and you were a fish, what would we do? I'd guess we'd wish for reincarnation. Reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation? Suppose you were a rose and I-
guess we'd wait for the power of reincarnation. Reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation? Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation? Reincarnation.
That's our show for today, folks. Thanks to all the musicians for sharing your music. This show was produced by Pat Lawrence with assistance from the Reeves Theater. Our background music today was provided by Russell Kelly.
And as always, a special thanks to our home, the historic Reeves Theater and Cafe in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. You can follow the entire Reeves Theater calendar at reevestheater.com and also on Facebook. And remember, folks, if you like the Martha Bassett Show podcast, please take the time to rate and review it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We hope to see you soon.
Who's hot? Well, you are, Mr. Pat. Happy birthday.
That's, man, I'm going to take that answer.